RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Economic Development must be equitable. The readiness of ASEAN TA to support ASEAN community development in tourism sector. Now the news in detail. The countries incorporated on ASEAN celebrated the 50th anniversary of ASEAN Declaration on August 8, 1967. The commemoration must be done with concrete effort to intensify the equitable development for ASEAN countries. That was stated by researcher of the Economic Research Center, Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Zamroni, on an event themed Encouraging Responsible Development in ASEAN in LIPI Building, Jakarta on Tuesday.
Untuk ASEAN 50 dan juga bagaimana ASEAN ke depan, pertama pembangunan ekonomi khususnya.
On the 50th ASEAN anniversary, as well as the future development of ASEAN, firstly, the economic development, particularly in the ASEAN regions, must be equitable physically or non-physically. The benefits can be enjoyed by everyone, especially entrepreneurs, both small, middle, or big entrepreneurs. Secondly, is how we improve the acceleration of development through connectivity, particularly physical connectivity, as one of the ways to improve the production and economic integrity through the physical development connectivity, and it must be equitable. Moreover, Zamroni also stated that ASEAN countries must be able to work together to accelerate the economic development. The ASEAN member countries must also be capable to encourage peace and security stability in the ASEAN territory. As one of the non-profit organizations in Southeast Asia focusing in tourism field, the ASEAN Tourism Association ASEAN TA will continue to support the development of community-based ASEAN community, especially in improving people-to-people relations in tourism sector. This was conveyed by ASEAN TA President Sam Che in his speech at the 30th ASEAN TA Award for Excellence and Post-Tour 2017 event in Jakarta, Tuesday, August 7.
ASEAN TA is a non-profit organization represented by national tourism associations such as the Travel and Tourism, Transportation, Hotels and Restaurants, Airlines, and NGOs, ASEAN Nation. ASEAN TA is a society organization appointed by the ASEAN Secretariat to help promote the development of people-oriented ASEAN community to tourism.
Sam Che added that he expects the improvement of people-to-people relationship in ASEAN community can be improved continuously, because with the increasing of people-to-people relationship, we'll create a cooperation that will be developed into ASEAN single destination or ASEAN as an integrated tourism destinations. In order to simplify the immigration services for foreigners, the Directorate General of Immigration, Ministry of Justice and Human Rights initiated the online services. Secretary of Directorate General of Immigration, Freeman Aruan, in a press conference held on Tuesday in Jakarta, explained that this online service is provided for foreigners who will make a visa for the interest of work or investment. Through this online policy, in addition to facilitate, it is to accelerate the management time. All of these services start from the immigration office level up to the regional office of immigration division will be done paperless.
Terkait dengan kebijakan keimigrasian dalam rangka menyederhanakan.
The immigration service from immigration office level at regional level until the Directorate General of Immigration, which has been served with mail system, will be served with paperless. Therefore, the applications which are submitted to the immigration office can be monitored in the immigration division at the same time, and it can also be monitored at the Directorate General of Immigration, so they can give the same response. Freeman Arwan further explained that this facility can also be enjoyed by foreigners who will administer their visas at the Indonesian representative's office abroad. On the same occasion, the Directorate General of Immigration, Roni F. Sompi, explained that the foreign workers can obtain license no later than 2 days, then their residence license will be issued. Air transportation plays an important role in the tourism industry in Indonesia. As one of the archipelagic countries in Southeast Asia, tourist visits to Indonesia relied on air transportation. It was noted that 80% of total visits and tourism activities in Indonesia are using air transportation. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya in his speech at the gala dinner of 30th ASEANTA Award for Excellence and Post-Tour 2017 in Jakarta Tuesday.
Indonesia is an archipelagic country extending 5,000 kilometers from east to west and 1,760 kilometers from north to south. But that means airlines take an important part on tourism in Indonesia. As 80% of the travelers go to and around Indonesia by air, 80%. Another 90% is by the sea, and only 1% of the land.
Minister Arief Yahya added that the highest number of the use of air transportation makes the development of air transportation becomes one of the main focuses of tourism industry improvement in Indonesia. Therefore, the minister said his ministry will continue to cooperate with various parties, including airlines, to develop tourism industry in Indonesia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the graduates of the Institute of Public Administration IPDN 2017 on high public expectation of the quality of public services. This was conveyed in the inauguration ceremony of the graduate of the Institute of Public Administration IPDN 2017 at IPDN campus in Jatinangor on Tuesday. 2014 students were graduated in the ceremony. The president said the public will not hesitate to criticize unsatisfactory public services. However, according to him, the graduate must make such criticism as input to implement bureaucratic reform.
Jadikan kritik masyarakat sebagai bahan untuk perbaikan, sebagai bahan untuk melaksanakan reformasi birokrasi.
Make public criticism as a source for improvement, as material for implementing bureaucratic reform to fulfill the duty. It has become the duty of the government to serve the community. President Joko Widodo further said, technological advances due to the progress of the times have also affected various sectors of life. President Joko Widodo reminded the young public order officers is able to adapt in various progress as well as to be a driver for change. The technological progress should be able to shorten the public service system to improve bureaucracy reform in the country. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asserted the importance of effort to improve the progress that has been achieved by Indonesia so far. Speaking in front of a graduate of Young Civil Servants Institute of Public Administration (IPDN) 2017 at IPDN campus Tuesday in Sumedang, West Java, the President mentioned several achievements which has been reached by Indonesia, including ease of business rank that rose from rank 106 in 2016 to rank 91 in 2017. In addition, the Gallup World Poll survey also shows high public confidence in the government. In the survey, Indonesia and Switzerland were ranked at the top with 80%. The achievement is also supported by the rise of Human Development Index in Indonesia into high human development category. The president wants that achievement can be further increased by the young civil servant in their devotion to society through the creation of positive governance.
Itu semua jangan hanya saudara-saudara pertahankan, tetapi harus kita tingkatkan, harus kita majukan.
All of the things are not only to maintain, but you have to improve. We must advance. We have to develop well. And as a young civil servant, you should be at the forefront of change of mindset in changing attitude patterns and changing systems and good governance. President Joko Widodo further explained that young civil servant is a millennial generation who is expected to be able to present the revolution of various fields. Therefore, the president hopes that young civil servant can work more creative by putting forward various breakthrough. The president also reminded the young civil servant to put forward the unity in the middle of the existing diversity. The last item. At the age of 50, ASEAN countries must unite to fight against corruption and transnational crimes. It was said by President of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, in his opening remark at the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN on Tuesday, August 8, in Manila.
We want a region that is secure, where our peoples can live without fear from the lawless elements and the debilitating effects of corruption and transnational crimes. We want a region that is stable, where democratic institutions work.
In front of the foreign ministers of 10 ASEAN member countries and ASEAN partner countries, President Duterte further said that the ASEAN governments must work together with the private sector to help solve poverty within the region. On the occasion, President Duterte awarded plaques of recognition to the descendants and representatives of the founding fathers. The celebration also recognized the heroes of ASEAN, those who had valuable contributions in the field of biodiversity conservation and protection, youth entrepreneurship, as well as research and development in science and technology. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Economic Development must be equitable. The readiness of ASEAN TA to support ASEAN community development in tourism sector. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary. Tuesday, August 8, Kenya held general elections for president, members of parliament, and governors. In the current presidential election, two people who had fought in the 2007 elections meet again. The incumbent president Uhuru Kenyatta of the Jubilee Party is facing Raila Odinga, representing NASA, National Super Alliance. These two men are well known among the Kenyan populations of about 50 million people. Uhuru Kenyatta is the son of Kenya's first president, Jomo Kenyatta. Raila Odinga is the son of Jaramogi Odinga, the first vice president of the country in the Eastern Africa. No less than former U.S. President Barack Obama, whose fathers came from Kenya, called for a peaceful election in Kenya in 2017. In 2013, the election followed by both figures had run safely and peacefully until the time of vote counting. The server managed by Kenya's electoral body, the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, suddenly had a problem, so the electoral vote could not be implemented. Calculations were done manually. As a result, Uhuru Kenyatta was declared victorious by the Kenya's electoral body with 50.51% of the total votes and got 25% of the votes in 33 countries. Odinga got 43.7% of the total votes and 25% of the votes in 30 countries. The rest went to Musalia Mudavadi. Riots occurred after the vote count. Official data say some 1,500 people were killed, but unofficial sources mention victims may be 2 to 3 times the number. It was not the first time that Kenya got involved in the post-election riots. The previous elections of 2007 ended in the two-month dispute. Violence also occurred at the time and more than 1,000 people were killed. Indonesian representatives in Kenya then warned Indonesian citizens to be alert and take refuge in their representative office. It is expected that this general election will be peaceful despite the tensions after the murder of an IEBC official. Kenya should not get stuck in a riot like in the two previous elections. Whoever becomes president should be able to lead all Kenyans. That was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, it's nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with August 9, 1919, Iran and the United Kingdom signed an agreement. The agreement between Britain and Iran, represented by the Prime Minister of Iran and British Foreign Secretary, was signed on August 9, 1919. Under the agreement, known as the 1919 Agreement, the United Kingdom would help Iran in the supply of weapons, military training, and the construction of a railroad in exchange for access to the oil field of Iran. However, the Iranian people and the international community were against this agreement, so that finally, this agreement was terminated on June 22, 1921. Over now to August 9, 1945, the bombing of Nagasaki. On August 9, 1945, 3 days after the atomic bomb explosion in Hiroshima, the US dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki at the behest of the US President Harry Truman. In a short time, the port city was destroyed and 80,000 people were killed. The impact of the bomb, radioactive material, was also added to the toll. The aim of America in the bomb attack is to beat Japan completely and totally, so as to show the strength of America in the world. The last is August 9, 1969, Richard Nixon is inaugurated as the 37th President of America. Richard Milos Nixon was born in Yorba Linda, California, United States, on January 9, 1913. He became the 36th Vice President of the United States from 1953 to 1961 and 37th President of the United States
and was inaugurated on August 9, 1969. He was the first president of the United States of America who resigned from his post. His resignation related to wiretapping scandal of his political opponents called the Watergate scandal. He announced the end of the Vietnam War that has claimed thousands of troops on January 23, 1973. The announcement was indirectly a recognition that America lost the war in Southeast Asian scene. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome to Void Green. Today, we invite you to talk about 17 Malio birds are released. A total of 17 Malio or Macrocephalon Malio birds, an endemic species of central Sulawesi, the result of breeding of P.T. Donggi Senoro LNG, were released to their habitat at Bangkiang Wildlife Sanctuary, Banggai District, Central Sulawesi on Sunday, August 6. It was reported by Antara News Agency. The release was led by Banggai Region Herwin Yatim, followed by representatives of companies and community leaders of Moylong Sub-District, Banggai Regency, to commemorate the World Environment Day 2017. Senior Operation Manager of P.T. Donggi Senoro LNG, Sylvia Kalis, explained that it is the second time released after previously it was released 13 Malio birds in 2013 at the same habitat. These 3 to 4 month old Malio birds are the result of egg hatching by using incubator technology and the implementation of the social responsibility CSR program of the liquefied natural gas processing investors, which is only one available in Central Sulawesi. Media Communications Officer of P.T. Donggi Senoro LNG, Rahmat, said the eggs of highly protected animals were obtained from the community, which is generally taken from the raids by Conservation Management Unit of Bangkiriang. The release of Malio is also coupled with the planting of candle nut trees, which is the main intake of Malio birds in order to survive. Banggai Region Herwin Yatim appreciated the program of Malio bird preservation, which is a natural wealth endemic of Central Sulawesi and has been agreed to become the provincial icon. Malio bird population in the 12,500 hectares Bangkiriang Wildlife Preservation Area is currently still exists, about 30 to 40 pairs, which are actively laying eggs on the beach. However, there are also a Malio habitat reaches Tumpu River, but the population is not yet known. Meanwhile, Inyoman Ardika, an officer from the Conservation Forest Management Unit of Bangkiriang, warmly welcomed the involving various parties in the Malio conservation, so that communities surrounding the conservation area are invited to protect the wildlife. Partners of the Conservation Forest Management Unit of Bangkiriang, which are actively in the Malio Conservation Program at the Bangkiriang Wildlife Preservation, besides P.T. Donggi Senoro LNG, namely P.T. Pertamina E&P MGDP, Job Pertamina Medco Sulawesi, and Tompotika Conservation Foundation. The Conservation Forest Management Unit of Bangkiriang has a Malio breeding program, which is done semi-naturally. The eggs are taken from its original place, then moved to a special place to be laid in 50 days. That was the Boy Green. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. The countries incorporated on ASEAN celebrated the 50th anniversary of ASEAN Declaration on August 8, 1967. The commemoration must be done with concrete effort to intensify the equitable development for ASEAN countries. As one of the non-profit organizations in Southeast Asia focusing in tourism field, the ASEAN Tourism Association ASEANTA will continue to support the development of community-based ASEAN community, especially in improving people-to-people relations in tourism sector. In order to simplify the immigration services for foreigners, the Directorate General of Immigration, Ministry of Justice and Human Rights initiated the online services. Secretary of Directorate General of Immigration, Freeman Arwan, in a press conference held on Tuesday in Jakarta, explained that this online service is provided for foreigners who will make a visa for the interest of work or investment. Air transportation plays an important role in the tourism industry in Indonesia. As one of the archipelago countries in Southeast Asia, tourist visits to Indonesia relied on air transportation. It was noted that 80% of total visits and tourism activities in Indonesia are using air transportation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the graduates of the Institute of Public Administration IPDN 2017 on high public expectation of the quality of public services. This was conveyed in the inauguration ceremony of the graduate of the Institute of Public Administration IPDN 2017 at IPDN campus in Jatinangor on Tuesday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asserted the importance of effort to improve the progress that has been achieved by Indonesia so far. Speaking in front of graduate of Young Civil Servants Institute of Public Administration IPDN 2017 at IPDN campus in Sumedang, West Java, the president mentioned several achievements which has been reached by Indonesia, including ease of business rank that rose from rank 106 in 2016 to rank 91 in 2017.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, welcome back on Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourist destinations, is Nusa Tenggara Province. So stay tuned. Listeners, Maumere is one of tourist destinations located in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. This island has been popular since one of Indonesian movies took it as their filming site. Since then, the exotic and beautiful landscape of this place has become the best destination. The name of this island is Batang Island. Listeners, you can access the trip to Pangabatang Island from Maumere to Watu through land route. Watu Baing is a small harbor to wait the boat which to take the tourists to Pangabatang Island. The trip by car takes time for around. Meanwhile, the trip from Watu Baing to Pangabatang takes time for about 55 minutes. The expected cost to ride this boat for one ride is from 50,000 rupiah up to 70,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, in 1992, Pangabatang Island was ever hit by tsunami. As a result, the local people did not only lose their properties, but also their residences as their beloved families. However, it turns out those days that there are still local people who survive and live in this island. Although it is hidden, there are around 20 patriarchs who build the regular houses to live, and they are fishermen. Listeners, at present, Pangabatang Island continues to progress as favorite tourist destination in Flores. This medium-sized island is a home for the overlay of sloping white sand to make anyone enjoy staying longer when they visit this place. Besides playing the sand, the tourists can also have talks with the local people there. Moreover, they can explore the marine world, which cannot be missed. How come? After 25 years since this island was swept away by tsunami, the marine biota there starts to show its attraction again. The tourists can also enjoy snorkeling and witnessing a variety of beautiful fish and coral reefs. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of Pangabatang Island from Maumere. We will meet again on the next edition of Indonesian Wonder tomorrow with interesting topic.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency, and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today we feature a topic entitled Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017, which in English means Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. Stay tuned. Firstly, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017. Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017. In English, Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. Menemani. Menemani in English, to accompany. Di mana. Di mana in English, where. Kapan. Kapan in English, when. Di lapangan Banteng. Di lapangan Banteng in English, at Banteng Square. Jakarta Pusat. Jakarta Pusat in English, Central Jakarta. Mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017. Mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 in English, beginning on July 21, 2017. Sampai 21 Agustus 2017. Sampai 21 Agustus 2017 in English, until August 21, 2017. Besok. Besok in English, tomorrow. Boleh. Boleh in English, be allowed. Membeli. Membeli in English, to buy. Pohon mangga. Pohon mangga in English, mango tree. Semoga. Semoga in English, hopefully. Acara. Acara in English, event. Flora dan fauna. Flora dan fauna in English, flora and fauna. Mudah-mudahan. Mudah-mudahan in English, may. Stand. Stand in English, stand. Lima wilayah kota. Lima wilayah kota in English, five municipalities. Kepulauan Seribu. Kepulauan Seribu in English, Thousand Islands. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali in English, so many. Berbagai lomba. Berbagai lomba in English, various competition. Lomba foto. Lomba foto in English, photo contest or photo competition. Melukis. Melukis in English, to paint. Mewarnai. Mewarnai in English, to color, music. Now I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017, which in English means Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. And the conversation is between Agus and Adi. Adi, maukah kamu menemaniku ke pameran flora dan fauna? Adi, maukah kamu menemaniku ke pameran flora dan fauna? In English? Adi, can you accompany me to the flora and fauna exhibition? B. Adi, di mana? Dan kapan? Di mana? Dan kapan? In English, where and when? Agus, di Lapangan Banteng, Jakarta Pusat, mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 sampai 21 Agustus 2017. Di Lapangan Banteng, Jakarta Pusat, mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 sampai 21 Agustus 2017. In English, at the Banteng Square, Central Jakarta, beginning from July 21, 2017 until August 21, 2017. Bagaimana kalau besok? Bagaimana kalau besok? In English, how about tomorrow? Adi, boleh? Kebetulan aku ingin membeli pohon mangga, kedondong, dan sawo. Mudah-mudahan di sana ada. Boleh? Kebetulan aku ingin membeli pohon mangga, kedondong, dan sawo. Mudah-mudahan di sana ada. In English, okay, I want to buy mango, kedondong, and sawo trees. They might be available there. Agus, semoga saja ada. Karena acara ini diikuti oleh 180 supplier flora dan fauna, serta stan dari 5 wilayah kota dan kabupaten di Kepulauan Seribu. Semoga saja ada, karena acara ini diikuti oleh 180 supplier flora dan fauna, serta stan dari 5 wilayah kota dan kabupaten di Kepulauan Seribu. In English, hopefully the trees are available there, because the exhibition is participated by 180 flora and fauna suppliers and stands from 5 cities and regions in Kepulauan Seribu or a Thousand Island. B. Adi, wow, banyak sekali, pasti ramai. Wow, banyak sekali, pasti ramai. In English, oh, there are so many, it must be crowded. Agus, acara ini juga akan menghadirkan berbagai lomba serta hiburan, seperti lomba foto, melukis, mewarnai festival tarian. Acara ini juga akan menghadirkan berbagai lomba serta hiburan, seperti lomba foto, melukis, mewarnai, dan festival tarian. In English, the event will present various competition and entertainment, such as photo contest, painting, coloring, and dance festival,
Adi. Baiklah, besok kita jumpa dan pergi bersama. Baiklah, besok kita jumpa dan pergi bersama. In English, alright, we'll meet tomorrow and going together. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we meet again in the regular music corner. To welcome the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day, we will present you to the nationalism nuance songs from Indonesian musicians into this segment of music corner. Let's listen to the first song entitled Garuda di Dadaku by Natural Band.
Listener, that was the opening song on today's segment of Music Corner entitled Garuda Didadaku, dedicated by Natural Band. The lyrics discloses the exclamation for Indonesian youth to make the nation proud. Garuda Didadaku was released by Natural through their album The Story Of in 2009 and turning out into the original soundtrack for the movie with the same title Garuda Didadaku. This song, which the chorus is similar with Papua's folk song entitled Apuse, often echoes on various events to evoke a sense of nationalism, as in the commemoration of Independence Day, and specifically always sung when Indonesian football national team competes on a match. The simple lyrics and arrangements are regarded to ignite anyone's adrenaline who listen and sing this song. Having always managed to make the listeners cheering and feeling enthusiastic, the song Garuda Didadaku becomes the anthem on every performance of Natural Band. Listener, the next heroic song is entitled Dari Mata Sang Garuda, dedicated by Piwi Gaskins. The lyrics of the song invite the Indonesian society to remember the merits of Indonesian national heroes who strived for the independence and to show gratitude by protecting every property owned by Indonesia and advancing the nation. Similar with the song Garuda Didadaku, the single track popularized by Piwi Gaskins was also becoming the original soundtrack of the movie Garuda Didadaku in 2009. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song Dari Mata Sang Garuda by Piwi Gaskins. That was the song by Pee-wee Gaskin's band entitled Dari Mata Sang Garuda. One more heroic nuance song that often echoed on the sport event is Ayo Indonesia Bisa, sung on a duet by Sherina and Elo. This song was released in 2011 when the event of SEA Games was held in Jakarta and Palembang. The simple lyrics of this song is considered successful in encouraging the Indonesian athletes to strive on this sport event for the Southeast Asian countries. It is proved by Indonesia, which is crowned as the overall champion at the event. Listener, Ayo Indonesia Bisa was not the only song that appeared on the event of SEA Games 2011. Kita Bisa also became the song of encouragement for the nation in these 26 SEA Games. The collaboration between Yofi Widianto, Lala Carmela, Elo, Judika, and Dikta in the frame of Yofi and Friends proclaimed that Indonesia can be the number of one and the winner in the event. Well, listener, to conclude the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs, Ayo Indonesia Bisa by Sherina and Elo and Kita Bisa by Yofi and Friends. Happy listening, and see you on the next edition of Music Corner. Bye for now.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.